Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei. This year invited an Avod Kechavim to eat with him, and then steps out of the room, leaving the Avod Kechavim alone with the wine. Haya Eichel Imay Al Shulchan, if a Yid was eating with an Avod Kechavim, at the main table in a Yid's house, we'll soon see what this means, the main table, V'niach Lagin, and he placed a jug of wine, Al Shulchan, on this main table, V'Lagin, and also a jug of wine, Al Hadulbaki, on the side table. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, when you sat down to a Suda, there were not one, but two tables. A dining table and Nachatish, a side table. You would place the food and drink on the side table, and as the Tveris Yisrael explains, they would take it from there and serve it by the main table. They would put the cups over there, maybe some other food. Now, the way it worked is, somebody sitting by the main table, he never got up to take anything from that table. It's like if you're eating in someone's house. You're not going to get up and walk over to a side table and bring over some food. You take your food only from the main table. The side table, that's up to the owner of the house when he decides to bring it to the main table. Now, v'henichai, he leaves the Avod Kechavim alone, v'yatza, and steps out. Zok the Mishnah, masha ala shulchan, the wine that is on the actual main table, aser, that's aser. But the wine that's on the side table, mutter is mutter. He's not going to go over to the side table. If you're a guest, you don't go over and, you know, open closets or take from things where you're not invited, really, to take things from there. That's what the side table was considered. It's like, would you go into the kitchen, if you were a guest, and take something off the counter when they were preparing it to be brought in? You're a guest. So we don't think he feels free to touch the wine on the side table. However, v'im amar loy, if the Yid says to the Avod Kechavim before he leaves, Ma'izek v'shaisa, pour some wine for yourself and drink. Ooh, so the Avod Kechavim gets the message over here. He's obviously telling me to make myself comfortable. Probably that means I could even take from the side table. And memela afsha al hadulbaki, even the wine that's on the side table, aser is also aser. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Chavias Pesucha is wine. And we're talking about barrels of wine that's found in the house. Other places in the house. Chaviyat psuchais, open barrels, asura sarasar. Sesumais, wine that's in sealed barrels. Kdesha yiftach, viyagov v'sigav, as we learned in the previous Mishnayis, would be asur only if the Avod Kechavim was alone in the house long enough for him, remember the taich, kdesha yiftach, to open the seal. Viyagov make a new seal, the sigaif, and to allow it to dry before the Yid comes back. Even though in the previous Mishnayos we had a machloikis about this, but over here the Stam Mishnah paskens like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember the machloikis in the previous Mishnayos? The first Tan is more machmir. He says if there was enough time for him just to drill a hole, get the wine out, and then stuff it up, you can't use the wine. Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, we're not worried about that. Because he knows, even if he covers up the hole from the outside, when you take off the cover, you'll see it from the inside. There has to be enough time. In order to assur the wine, there has to be enough time to take off the whole seal. And then make a new seal. And then to allow it to dry. So, if he was eating with him on the table, and he left some wine both on the table and on the side table, what's on the side table is mutter. That probably he won't help himself to. That wouldn't be nice. Not if you're a guest. It's on the main table as usher. But if he told him, like, yeah, just, you know, you have a shush to fill up your cups of wine. Oh, he's like, you know, didn't say the favorish, take it from the side table. But the Avod Kechavim says, well, he kind of gave me like a license to do a little bit more than the normal. So then the wine on the side table is also usher. Stamazoi in the house, other places in the house, open barrels are usher. Closed ones would be usher if the Yid was away long enough for him, and this is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, to open the seal, make a new seal, and for it to dry.